Father, we worship you for being our constant help. We are eternally grateful. We know that you are real. Your word is real and your blessing is real. Thank you, Master, for the privilege of knowing you, privilege of being close to you. Father, prove yourself in the life of someone here today. In the name of Jesus, we ask that the agenda of the enemy be arrested. We thank you because it is a new day. Thank you for your preservation power that has been so strong in the testimonies we have. Thank you for the authenticity of your help. We worship and honor you. Be glorified in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Wave your hands and give him the praise. You will experience his help today. You will experience his help. And greet somebody, welcome them to God's presence. Tell them you are welcome. You are welcome, you are welcome. And then you may be seated.
You are always good. Even when no one else will go.
Hallelujah. Welcome everyone here today in the precious name of Jesus. It's a very good day and a very great day to be alive. Give the Lord the praise. I want to thank the Lord for making himself so real by the diverse testimonies we hear on a consistent basis. He has proved to us that we have not believed in vain. I also want to commend media team for pulling out the declarations of the command the day prayer to back up those testimonies. It's very, very commendable and it brings the testimonies alive. Give the Lord the praise. And I don't know whether you noticed it, but it looks to me like almost 50% of the testimonies today, they have a connection with the command the day prayer. Almost 50% or more. I'm saying that so you can understand that many people around the world are connecting to God and receiving testimonies on that platform. You are a member of the church and you are not connected to the command of the day. That's a disservice to yourself. Please ensure that you are connected on that altar. I've seen wonders on that altar. And I believe you will see us in Jesus' name. This morning is a blessing Sunday in our month of faith. Taking charge everywhere at the frequency of faith. And so this morning, we shall look quickly on the subject faith for the blessing of God. Faith. Faith for the blessing. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 9. It says, so then, they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. They which be of faith are blessed. And so we establish, and our objective actually is to understand the faith way to the blessing. They which be of faith, understanding the faith way to the blessing of God. They which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. We can establish through our scripture that the way of faith is the way of the blessing. We can establish through our scripture that the way of faith is the way of the blessing. We can establish through our scripture that people of faith are people of the blessing. We can establish through our scripture that people of faith are people of the blessing. To possess faith is to walk in the blessing. Example, Abraham. Abraham, Bible calls him the father of faith. Abraham also was the symbol, or is the symbol, of the blessing in Scripture. Genesis chapter 12, and in verse 2, all the way to verse 3. Abraham. We saw a man by the name Smith Wigglesworth. He was officially called the apostle of faith. When God called him, he said, Lord, I hope you are not calling me to become a PC. I've seen some preachers, and that was in their days. I've seen some preachers with holes on their trousers and all that kind of thing, and frustrated and all of that. He said, I hope that is not what you are calling me to become. He was a plumber, but he said he was comfortable as a plumber. And God said, no, I'm not calling you to be like that. That apostle of faith was also a symbol of the blessing. I won't get into the details. Perfectly, immaculately dressed all the time. He traveled by the best means available in his days to nations of the world, from England to America, crisscrossing the world. He was a symbol of the blessing of God. Today we see God's servant Kenneth Copeland. The mantle of faith on him also translated into the mantle of the blessing. Our objective this morning is, how do I deploy? What is the connection? How do I move from faith to the blessing? What is the faith pathway to the blessing? What are the faith actions that produce the blessing? I'm going to look at 12 of them, but 6 in this service. And for the sake of completion, I'd like you to take the message of the second service so that we can balance them up. Number one, faith way to the blessing. Number one is the revelation of the promises and provisions of God. The revelation of the promises and provisions of God for his people. Every man or woman of faith who will see the blessing of God will begin with coming to a revelation point of what God has promised and provided for his people. In Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, shall come to pass if you hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God to observe and to do all his commandments which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all the nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thou be in the city, and blessed shall thou be in the field, and blessed shall be the fruit of thy body. These things all the way to verse 13. 12, 13. The provisions, the promises and provisions of God for his people. Psalm 35 and in verse 27. Let them shout for joy and be glad that favor my righteous cause. Yea, let them say continually, let the Lord be magnified, which has pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. God is pleased if his servants prosper. Psalm 37, verse 25 and 26. The promises and the provisions. I have been young and now I am old. Yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. He said he is ever merciful and lendeth, and his seed is blessed. We can go on and on and on and on. A person who will not be stranded will be a person who understands the promises and the provisions of God. 3 John, verse 2. I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. This must be firmly rooted in the heart of the man who will see the blessing of God. Number one is the revelation of the promises and provisions of God. Number two, is the revelation or the understanding of the understanding of God's conditions and requirements for the blessing. God's conditions and requirements for the blessing. The person who will operate the faith that will produce the blessing of God will understand God's conditions and requirements for the blessing. Because the blessing of God, actually every provision of God, is a shared responsibility between man and God. There is something man does and something God does. What does God expect of me? Understanding God's conditions and requirements for the blessing. Exodus 23, verse 25. You shall serve the Lord your God. This is an example. And he shall bless your bread and your water. So I understand that a condition of the blessing is the service of God. If I serve the Lord my God, he blesses my bread and my water. And I will take sickness away from the midst of thee. And there shall nothing cast their young nor be barren in thy land. The number of thy days I will fulfill. Job 36 and verse 11. If they obey and serve him, they shall spend their days in prosperity and their years in pleasure. If they obey and then they serve him. Understanding. Mashakokobakadakala. Many people like God to do magic for them. And God is not a magician. God is a miracle worker. Magic is where you want something to happen for nothing. God is not a magician. God is a covenant keeper. Covenant involves people. Involves a walk between man and God. This is what God, this is what man does, and this is what God does. Somebody say aloud, amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. You know the Bible calls faith a profession. It said a profession of your faith. You see, in every profession, you need to know the trade. You need to know the trade secrets. You need to know the things that make the profession to work. And so this is important. Understanding is part of the journey of the faith. Number three is the act of obeying divine instructions and conditions for the blessing. Divine instructions and conditions for the blessing. Obey. First of all, we listen to the instructions. We listen for the instructions. Then we obey the instructions. We read it already in Deuteronomy 28, verse 1 and 2. And it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee, if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall thou be so. There is a connection between the blessing of God and the obedience of man. Man's obedience, human obedience, is a pathway to divine blessings. That is why the Bible said in Psalm 68 verse 6, it said, God setteth the solitary in families. He bringeth out those which are bound with chains. But the disobedient, the rebellious, will always dwell in the dry land. In the dry land. Obedience. Psalm 23 verse 1 and 2, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He leadeth me, he guides me, he directs me. And I follow his leading and his guidance beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Somebody say aloud, amen. Genesis chapter 2 verse 2 and 3. All right, starting from verse 1. Genesis chapter 12 verse 1. And God was speaking to Abraham. Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee. And I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. Thou shalt be a blessing. And Abraham heard. And in verse 5, verse 4, Abraham departed. He took Sarah. So Abraham departed. And the rest of it, they say, is history. The distance between your position and your possession is your obedience. It's covered by obedience. The distance between your position, where you are now, and your possession, the distance between your position and your blessing is covered in the vehicle of obedience. Somebody say amen. Somebody say aloud, amen. Genesis chapter 26, verse 1. We saw the story of Isaac. There was famine in the land beside the first famine that was in the days of Abraham. And Isaac went unto Abimelech, the king of the Philistines, unto Gerar. And the Lord appeared unto him and said, go not down. We are hearing instruction. Dwell in this land, the land which I shall tell thee of. Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you, and I will bless you. Instruction is the escape from frustration. If you are going to escape the land of frustration, you are going to travel in the vehicle of instruction. Escape route from frustration. Hallelujah. So when we are talking about obeying God, we are talking about obeying the direction he gives you in visions, in revelations, in your hearing, and the directions he gives you from the scripture. Merge the two together. You are on your highway to the blessing. There are people hearing but doing nothing. They are wondering why things are not working. But you hear it and do it. Faith is not faith until you have done something you believe. Did you hear what I just said? Faith is not called faith until you have acted on your belief. Faith is not a noun, it's a verb. It's an action word. Believe, faith, both noun and verb. Thy faith that has made thee whole, thy action made you whole. Faith is not faith until you acted on something you believe. And the action is the switch of the power. It is not just what you believe in your heart that produces result, but what you acted. For as long as the woman with the issue of blood believed in her heart, she remained with the issue of blood. But the moment she moved and acted on the belief, by touching the hem of Jesus' garment, that was the end of the affliction. Somebody say aloud, amen. I prophesy upon someone today that that instruction that will change your life, may you not miss it. That amen is too paralyzed. Will you say a believer's amen? That instruction that will change your life, may you not miss it. That direction that will change your life, may you not miss it. That instruction that will change your life, may you not miss it. That instruction that will change your life, may you not miss it.
If you are saying amen, shout the Lord and say amen.
The last two messages, last two Sundays, not this Sunday, the Sunday before this, and the Sunday before that one, those messages that were preached on financial multiplication, resources multiplication, is our messages you need to listen to again. You're a business person or anybody at all. Those are instructions, specific instructions there, that will help us to move from just barely surviving to entering into the realm of explosion. Listen to them again. Hallelujah. And so, it is the understanding, the act of obeying divine instructions and conditions. Number four is the act of looking away from all but God for supernatural supplies. It is a faith action that produces the blessing. The act of looking away from all but God for supernatural supplies is a faith action. When men of faith, people who walk in the blessing, their faith looks away from man unto God. All. When I say all, I will explain that to you shortly. In the book of Genesis chapter 14, Abraham was given his experience with the king of Sodom. I believe that will be verse 18. Right, let me look at verse 22. I'll come to this one later. And Abraham said unto the king of Sodom, I have lifted up my hand unto the Lord, the Most High God, the possessor of heaven and earth, that I will not take from a thread, even to a shoe lashet, and that I will not take anything that is thine, in case or lest thou should say, I have made Abraham rich. I'm not looking to you. I refuse to look at you. Psalm 34 verse 5. They looked up to him and they were lightened, and their faces were not ashamed. When you look unto man, your face can be ashamed. When you look unto yourself, your face can be ashamed. But it's only when you look unto God that you cannot be ashamed. Hallelujah. Somebody receiving anything here, say amen. Jeremiah chapter 17 and in verse 3. Jeremiah 17 and in verse 3. Move to verse 5. Alright. Thus saith the Lord, cursed, woe, be the man that trusteth in man and maketh flesh his arm, whose heart departeth from the Lord. Keep going. That's what I'm waiting for you. For he shall be like a heath in the desert. He shall not see when good cometh, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land that is not inhabited. That is a portion of the man who trusts a man. Do you have the Pidgin English version of it? I have not read it, but I'm sure it might translate it well. God talks, I go condemn those who are turned away from me and put their trust on human beings. For strength of mortal them be like bush for desert, where they grow for dry wilderness, for salt ground, where nothing else they grow. Good things know they happen to them. Good things know they happen. Only bad things, frustrated things, disappointment things. But look at the next verse. But blessed is the man
Blessed is the man that trusteth in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreadeth out her roots by the river. He shall not see when heat cometh. He is not aware that there is economic challenge in the country. But her leaves shall be green, and shall not be careful in the year of drought, neither shall cease from yielding fruit. He is not aware that there is a challenge in the land. I'm telling you, these things are real and they are practical. Very real. As we are here now in this community, we are not aware. Anything we ever said before concerning the welfare of this land is for the sake of the people. Nothing. There is a bird in our place that used to make sound, and they say the sound is continuously saying, it's other people I'm concerned about. Other people. It's other people. But when you place your trust in man, place your trust in a system, the system can change. If your life is only tied to people you know in government, when government change, you step into Wahaloos. That's Wahala multiplied. Are you following what I'm saying here today? When things change, everything just turn upside down in your life. When God says you should not trust in man, that man include yourself. Don't trust in your qualification. Don't trust in your expertise. Don't trust in your connections. It includes yourself. Don't trust in your bank account. Hallelujah. Somebody say a loud amen. That is the kind of rugged faith that moves people in the realm of the blessings. I am not talking theory, sir. I'm talking practical. Since the year 2014, we broke ground here. That year, the next year, 2015, exchange rate, where dollar was 190, it went up to 600, went up to 700. We're constructing this structure in foreign currency, especially the roof. Exchange rate multiplied 3 times, and we were buying dollar raw. Yet there was not a scratch. Nothing has dropped since then till tomorrow, till eternity. There has never been a year that was better than a previous year that was better than the current year. Not one for 29 years. That is, last year was better than this year. Never, not once. Are you hearing what I'm saying here today? I see God shifting somebody to the realm where you will be rugged with God. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. If you are that one, jump on your feet and shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Look at your neighbor and say, I am not looking unto no man. I am not looking unto no system. I am looking only unto God. Say to somebody, I'm not even looking unto myself. I am looking only unto God. Shout the loudest amen. With all due respect, listen, pastors who depend on individual members like sponsors of church, when for such a person, God will never share his glory with man. When you make a man to become like God, you will be shocked. Both you and the man will be stranded. Because God will never share his glory with man. The time comes when that man is stranded, or when his business is under attack, or he made a wrong investment, and things dry up, you dry with him. the church is, whatever you are doing is stranded with the person. But when your eyes are on God, from multiple corners of the earth, those you know, those you don't know, streams of supplies, that shall be your portion. Anybody that God is using to bless your life, please never see them as a source. See them as channels. Just pray for them as channels. And then let your honor go to God. Do you understand what I'm saying? Let them remain your prayer project as God uses them to bless your life. Let God help them to continuously do the right thing and continuously honor God with their lives. But let your source remain God. And I decree today, in the name of Jesus Christ, you will not know a better yesterday. If you are saying amen, say louder amen. Let me announce again, you will not know a better yesterday. You will not know a better yesterday. You will not know a better yesterday. Shout the loudest, amen. You will not believe that, including lockdown, supplies couldn't cease. No physical person on supplies couldn't cease. What a mysterious God. What a mysterious God. Give the Lord a big clap of hand as you take your seat. Is anybody getting anything here this morning? Shall be done in a short while. And that is looking away from looking absolutely. The act of looking away from all but God. And that all includes yourself, I said. And then, number 5 is the action of honoring God consistently with the substance. The act of honoring God consistently with your substance. The act of honoring God. When money hits your hand and the first thing you think about is what to buy, you don't have a covenant sense. You don't have a sense of the faith way that brings results. When resources hit your hand, if the first thing that comes to your mind is to honor the one who owns your life and owns your breath and owns everything, was that not what the Bible said? Acts 17, verse 24. And verse 25 and 28. Neither is worship with men's hand, as though he needed anything, seeing that he giveth to all life. So the life you have, God gave you. He giveth to you breath. The breath you have, that ever gave you any life, make it. He gave to you. He gave to you all things. So my shoe is not mine. My suit is not mine. My car is not mine. He gave to us all things. For in him we live. In him we move. In him we have our being. As setting us off of your own quest, I said. For we are also his offsprings. What does it mean of that? That I don't own my breath. I don't own my life. I don't own the things that are in my name. In 1 Chronicles chapter 29 and in verse 13 and in verse 14, also we see how God, now therefore our God, we thank and praise thy glorious name. He said, but who am I and what is my people that we should be able to offer willingly after this? But for all things come from you. All things belong to you. And of your own have we given to you all things. All things. All things. My children make me laugh at times. I give them pocket money. And they return back to me out of the money. Prophet offering. And parental offering. I said, is this an exchange? I gave you the money now. Say, yes, sir. I am taught to pay, to give. Prophet's offering. Right. And taught to give parental offering. Yes. They are seeing harvest. from their practices. Do you understand what I'm saying? That is how it is with God. Everything you have, God gave you. So what you call tithe is giving back to the owner. What was he? Just honoring the owner with what is his. Any form of giving, it is, you are not moving him with anything. If you understand that, it makes life very, very easy. No stress, no tension. That is, there is nothing that God will ask you of that is an issue. Hallelujah. In him we live. He giveth to all things. So, the faith way that lead to the blessing causes you to honor the owner of all that he gave you. I believe that was what the Bible meant when it said in Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9 to 10. Proverbs chapter 3 verse 9 to 10. It said, honor the Lord with your substance and with the first fruits of all thine increase. Honor him. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty. And thy presses shall burst out with new wine. You honor the Lord. You honor the Lord. You honor the Lord. You honor him with your substance. You honor him with your substance. You honor him with what is his. And then your barns will explode with plenty. It says also in Proverbs chapter 11, verse 25, 24 and 25. There is that scattereth and yet increaseth, and there is that withholdeth more than is meet, but is tended to poverty. The liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that watereth shall be watered. We'll look at this in the second service. So this action is a faith action. It's a faith action that says, first of all, this is the owner of what I have. It's also a faith action that says, I am connecting back with source. And for as long as the source is connected, as long as the resources connect to the source, it can never dry. It's like the river that is tied to the ocean. As long as there is that tie, it never dries. I decree today, you will never know a dry season. Say a louder amen. Say a louder amen. Shout the Lord must say amen. Somebody bless this morning. Shout the Lord must say amen. Finally, for this service, it is the action of profuse praise and appreciation. Praise is a faith action. And it's a faith, and that faith action translates into tangible results. In 1 Peter chapter 1, I believe verse 7 and verse 8. 8. Whom you have not seen, you love. Though now you see him not, yet believing, you rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. Belief will translate into praise. Belief will always translate into joy. You believe God for supernatural supplies. You believe God that nothing can go wrong with your life. You believe, Lord, that you believe that you are not wasting your time serving God. It explodes in joy. Psalm 106 verse 12 is a scripture you know very well. It said, they believed his word, then believed his word, they sang his praise. Faith will always explode in praise. And what will praise do? Psalm 67 verse 3 all the way to verse 7. Psalm 67 verse 3. Let the people praise thee, O God. Let all the people praise thee. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy. For thou shalt judge the people righteously and govern the nations upon the earth. Selah. Let the people praise thee. O God, let all the people praise thee. Then shall the earth yield her increase. And God, even our own God, shall bless us. God shall bless us. And all the ends of the earth shall praise him. Somebody believe that God shall bless you. Shout the Lord and say amen. You believe that God shall bless you. Shout the Lord and say amen. You believe that God shall bless you. Jump up on your feet and shout the Lord and say amen. You believe you are already blessed, shall the Lord most amen. Somebody blessed this morning, say amen. Somebody blessed this morning, say louder, amen. Bless this morning, shout the loud, say amen. Let's quickly go through the six things we mentioned this morning as the faith way, faith actions. Number one, we must have the revelation of the promises and provisions of God. Assumption does not produce result in the kingdom. It is revelation. Your revelation determines your possession. So we must have the revelation. What exactly am I expecting? What did God say to me? What are his provisions? Number two, we talked about the revelation. The understanding, please. The understanding of the conditions and requirements. It's either you choose the revelation or the understanding. So it's one of them. The understanding of God's conditions and requirements for the blessing. The understanding. That understanding or that revelation must be deep. This is what God wants me to do. And if I do this, it will lead me here. And then number three, we talked about the act of obeying. I have understood what he wants me to do. I want to obey divine instructions and conditions. Even now, some of us need to ask God, is there something you are saying I have not heard? After every single service, please put action points. Let's not just write note in church. Go home with actions. For example, somebody's action on point number three is to take a 30 minutes or 1 hour prayer today before the next 24 hours. Is there something you need me to do, Lord? I haven't heard. Is there something you want me to do? Is there a step I need to take that will change my life? That act of obeying divine instructions is number three. Then number four, we talked about the act of looking away from all but God. Lord, I am sorry. I know that human beings are channels, but you are my source. I have even tried to look on myself and looked at my own ability. And say, I have enough power, enough qualification to get this. I'm sorry. I am looking up to you only. The act of looking away from all but God for supernatural supplies. And then we talked about the action of honoring God. Look at the word consistently. There are those who give occasionally. There are those who give what they feel like. But it is not what you do occasionally that impacts your destiny. It's what you do. Consistency is the secret of victory. Consistency is the secret of impact. We have been doing the same thing over and over for 20 something years, for 30 years, over and over and over and over. Do you understand what I'm saying? Somebody said he does not understand the consistency with which we function. He said he thought that during crusades outside the country, we will have excuse not to come out for commanding the day. He said, you are still there, midnight. You are still there, daytime. You are still there, midnight. You are still there, daytime. And anybody who has followed this ministry for a long time, you will know the consistency of the things we have been talking about. We didn't say something 25 years ago and change voice today. You know, it's possible to keep on changing like it. Preach and unpreach it. Preach it, unpreach it. Let me not go there. Praise the Lord. The action of honoring God consistently. And then, of course, the action of profuse praise and appreciation. This one, people think is a small one. You are a good tither, a good giver. You practice, but you are a murmurer. You are a grumbler. You are just permanently sad. You complain about everything. And to complain is to call pain. He said, neither murmur ye as they murmured and were destroyed of the destroyer. You complain, you call pain. 1 Corinthians 10, verse 10. You call it. You call frustration. I follow what I'm saying here today. So let these things be practical. Let the joy of the Lord be practically your strength. Let everything that has bread praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There is a pastor the other day I wanted to talk with him. Before I start talking, he started laughing already. I said, why are you laughing? He said, because I know you want to make me to laugh. After I said two things, he laughed and laughed. He said, sir, please reserve the balance of the bomb. You understand? He was already laughing in advance. He knew. That is how life should be. It should be a joy factor. When you arrive, you should raise people's joyometer. It should shift to the next level. Amen. See, that's why people, many are dry. Because there is no joy. Joel chapter 1, verse 11 and 12. Are you ready? Let's take 2 minutes of celebration. All right. 1 minute of appreciation. 2 minutes of celebration. And then we'll go into some intercession. We'll take some actions. Part of the action we are going to take this morning, you know, we talked about understanding the conditions and requirements. One of the actions that also produced the blessing, we talk about these actions, understanding the requirements and the conditions. In the book of Luke chapter 22, verse 35, he said to them, when I sent you without purse or scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said nothing. This is in the category of you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread and your water. If you go for him, he pays for your moves. He pays for your moves. I'm talking from experience. He pays. Are you following what I'm saying? You go for him, he pays for your moves. I told our account office head of accounts, and I said, for the Togo and Ghana crusade, everyone going, that is the people, the technical, the instrumentalists, right? Is it the media people? ICT, and those kind of team. They are almost 20-something people. I said, you should let me handle their flight and movement. From here to Togo, Togo to Ghana, Ghana back to Nigeria. I said, you should let me know the cost implication. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are the one going to preach there. You're also the one footing bills for people to go there, who are going to walk and be on duty there. Am I? One or two people, church members and workers in church, some are going by themselves. I'm talking about the official team, that the crew that is paid for from the church. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And he shall bless your brother. How are you able to do that? You shall go for him, and he shall pay your bills. Beloved brothers and sisters, this is part of the actions. Part of the things to understand it from the Bible and to act on. I'll show you the clip. Yesterday we went out. If you have the clip of the Greek church, can you show it? Where we went for church dedication yesterday. This much like a crusade. This is a crusade. The people outside.
Tonight I know that somebody's long awaited miracle shall
come.
I know that in the next few minutes something will happen for somebody, and today will be the best of it.
Today we can come up with pain.
Young lady here, 1 month of arthritis of the right knee joint, very severe pain. She came in today. Once she started making a declaration about the leg, no pain again. I asked her to check herself. She's wanted.
Give the Lord a praise.
Now, this is like the Cardinal Crusade. This one.
We dedicate this church.
people bow before you.
This is like the Cardinal Crusade. Do you understand what I mean by the Cardinal Crusade? The Cardinal Crusade, God used us to host the crusade. This building God used us is myself and our family. Do you understand what I'm talking about? And there are many, we haven't had the time to dedicate it all this while. There are many others who have not had the time to go. Do you understand what I'm saying? You shall serve the Lord and He shall bless your bread. God has brought us to the point where we are not looking for what to take from God's people, but what to put in. Am I communicating? And I want you to put that in your heart, in your journey with God. That you will make these things practical. So when it comes to interceding for crusades, anything that pertains to the winning of souls, run for it. Whether the prayer of it, this is soul winning in some way. You are making a building available for souls to be discipled inside. The same like making crusades platform available for souls to be won. Interceding for it. Giving towards it. And then standing there to preach for it. Am I communicating at all? You will never be stranded. Please don't relent in your evangelistic drive. Two things that you will never miss if you go out for God. You will not miss His presence and you will not miss His provision. Did you hear what I just said? There are two things you can never miss. They went and the Lord went with them. Divine presence, divine provision. They went and the Lord went with them. If you are going to go out for Him, He will go out with you. And what if God is present with you and God provides for you? What are you looking for on earth? God is with you. It doesn't matter who is absent from your life. God is with you. God is present with you and God provides for you. What are you looking for? Divine presence and divine provision are things you can never miss if you go out for God. Squad 1000, don't let anything cause you to relent. Somebody say divine presence and divine provision. They are my inheritance as I go out for God. In soul winning, in evangelistic giving, in church buildings, whatever I do to advance the kingdom attracts the presence and the provision of God into my life. Make it practical. I'm talking to you practical example. Make it practical. Hallelujah. So the team will be going. A team of about 11 or 12 people will be going tomorrow ahead to set up instruments and all of that. They'll be going with a plane, will take them. Instrumentalists and all of that. Yeah, that's one of them. They will go to arrange for the week and return back. They are not joining anything, bring your body back, nothing. Just show up and fly. That is how it is to work for God. Do you understand what I'm saying? You are talking of drama, you are talking of instrumentalist. Hallelujah. It's a new day. Is there anybody who is going to increase their commitment to God in this season? Commitment in soul winning, commitment in giving, commitment all around. Lift your hands now and just say, Father, I am available. Say, Father, I am available as an instrument in your hands. Help me, Lord, to be everything you want me to be. Help me, Lord, to hear your voice in this season. Your voice of direction in this season. Help me, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Go ahead, open your mouth and pray. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord.
In Jesus' precious name, the Lord heard and answered us in Jesus' name. Father, thank you for hearing us and thank you for answering. We're going to take a 2 minutes of celebration. But anywhere you are this morning, you are in need of surrender to Jesus. You want your sins forgiven. You want Jesus to be Lord over your life. I'd like you to move from where you are. Come to the altar here, to the front here, and we shall pray for you, pray with you. You pick your Bibles and pick your bags. Or probably we'll start like this. Wherever you are, pray this prayer after me. As you are in need of surrender to Jesus, forgiveness for your sins, pray this prayer after me and say, Lord Jesus, pray it loud as, Lord Jesus, I am a sinner in need of your help. Come into my life and make me a new person. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord, and no turning back. Forward ever, backward never. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen.